You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Nuggets will go for the 2-0 series lead tonight against the Lakers at the ballroom. Besides the tickets that we just talked about, Katie and Nina and Steve will have tickets today, too. The Avalanche. Well, they missed an extra point, and they lost their playoff opener yesterday to the Winnipeg Jets 7-6. Well, that's a high-scoring hockey game.
Right, it is, yeah.
You knew it was going to be like that. I mean, after the first period, it was 3-3. It's like, my God, these teams are on fire. Game two is tomorrow night in Canada, but then the series will shift to Ball Arena on Friday night. Playoff action. The Rockies split a doubleheader yesterday against Seattle. They start a series tonight at Coors Field against San Diego. Josh and I have a bet going over the Rockies series, home series this time. Movie ticket sales are really slumping this year. They're down something like 20% from last year. That's a massive drop.
That's because it's crap. There's just crap out there for the movies.
I can't argue with
it. And it's so convenient to stay home now. That's why I like when we do those like prizes where you get the code and stuff and you just get to watch it at home.
Yep.
That's the kind of stuff I like.
With your own bathroom and stuff?
That's right.
But down 20%, it didn't help that the number one movie at the box office this weekend made only $11 million.
Yeah.
That was that Civil War movie. Mm-hmm. The Daughter of Dracula movie called Abigail was second, followed by the Godzilla King Kong movie again. You know, that's one of the few bright spots in the film world this year. Godzilla globally has now pulled in just shy of $500 million.
Whoa.
Earth Day. It's Earth Day!
Hooray!
Which has been going on since 1970. There's a story out saying there are three things everybody could do. These should not be hard. Number one, stop wasting leftovers. Do you guys talk about that in your house? We do.
Yes, it's always a joke when we box up the leftovers at the restaurant, you know, and we do the whole, well, we'll just throw these away at home instead of throwing them away here.
Correct.
You got
all those veggies that you, and when you buy them in the store, you're like, yeah, we'll eat all these, and then you're throwing vegetables in the trash. Number two, stop overusing napkins. You know, you go to a like one of those casual dining places, and instead of grabbing one or two napkins, you just go, and you get like four or five. Yeah, we're all guilty of that. And number three, the reusable grocery bags, which has become a habit for me. And so now I don't go in a store now without bringing my reusable bags.
You have to here. There's no bags. They've just removed them. So
right. Oh, yeah. You have no choice in Colorado.
The story I liked this morning about Earth Day was talking about how hotels could save water by bringing AI into the showers. So what they were talking about is putting a little screen in the shower that will provide guests essentially with water feedback, like how long you've been in there, how much you're using. And honestly, this needs to be put into my house, too, with my kids who like to take the 20-minute showers.
Right.
We're like, are they still in there? You know, and you turn your ear up to hear, see if you hear the water. And
yeah,
I think that's a great idea.
They think the AI could save water usage in hotels by, what'd they say, like 25, 30%?
It was a big number, and you start adding. I mean, that's millions of gallons of water. Yeah.
Adds up.
That's a pretty cool idea.
And you're right. Remember that time that we did a segment and we had people call in and tell us how long we wanted to see who took the longest showers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People were in there for like half an hour.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Quickly, we'll just say a Cher is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dave Matthews Band is going
I
in.
I love them.
Mary J. Blige, Peter Frampton, Foreigner, Kool & the Gang. Ozzy's going in again, this time as a solo artist.
Good, I like Ozzy.
And A Tribe Called Quest.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Let the arguing begin. What else is trending?
Well, from those artists to the biggest one right now, Tay-Tay. Yeah, she released that double album on Friday, so we've all had a weekend to soak it all in. It turns out one of the tracks called Thank You, Amy is all about Kim Kardashian, because they had this feud a few years ago. I don't even remember what it was about. Anyway, the way it's spelled,
it started
thank
with
you,
stuff over Kanye, didn't it?
Could have been. Oh, it could have been. Yeah, I don't. I'm not a whatever. And Amy is spelled A I M E E, so they capitalized the K and the I and the M and Amy, so it spells Kim. Blah blah blah. So everyone's like, oh my god. I don't know. I listened to it. I guess it could be about Kim Kardashian. There's a pretty decent line in there about your kid coming home singing a song that only two of us know that's about you. So I feel like that's kind of poking Kim there. I don't know.
Oh, it definitely is.
You think
you know
is?
What? It's just more of Taylor Swift recording her diary.
They need to have a pillow fight.
This is the latest person I'm mad at.
So it did break some streaming records. First album to have more than 300 million streams in one day.
Jeez.
That's a buttload. The album actually sold 1.6 million copies in one day, which is essentially unheard of anymore. A big chunk of those were vinyl as well, because people like the vinyl now. What's old is new. Post Malone was pretty excited
vinyl
to be
is not
featured.
Cheap either, is
it's
it?
Not, because I looked at getting some of my favorites. Like some of my Pearl Jam ones that I like, and it was like $40 for one record.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, screw that, never mind. Yeah. I'm fine with streaming it. What else is going on with that? Somebody did say that the album was horrible. They posted a terrible review. It's from a magazine called Paste, but they didn't publish the critic's name because they were essentially afraid for their safety, because I guess this critic has said some bad things about Tay-Tay in the past and received death threats, so... If it was the same person, though, you think they could narrow it down?
Yeah, I was going to say, what, is it the same? Do we know it's the same person?
If it's
person?
The same magazine and maybe the same person there writing the things, they'll narrow it down. Anyway, the magazine was worried for the safety of that person. And Taylor Swift pet names surged ahead of the release. What were some of them? Karma, Red, Travis, and Kelsey were some of the names. Poet, Willow, Evermore, yada, yada, yada. So people are naming their pets.
Karma's a cool name for
Karma's a good name for a little cat. That's kind of cute. What else
Karma
is going
on? Karma is my kitty.
Kevin
Karma
Bacon,
is a dog.
In a desperate attempt to stay relevant, visited the high school from Footloose 40 years later. I guess the students there were campaigning for Kevin to come visit. They offered to support his foundation. I guess they do resource kits for underprivileged children, I think, something like that. So anyway, there's a bunch of pictures of Kevin Bacon wandering around this high school in Utah. It's kind of cute. I've seen Footloose. It's cute. It's nice that he did that. Whatever. Let's see. You did Earth Day. We did that. We did that. Restaurant etiquette. This little list was popping this morning. Kind of funny. Asking people if things are acceptable or unacceptable when you go to restaurants. Sending back a dish that wasn't made just the way you wanted. Acceptable? I think so.
Here's the thing. I feel like that's acceptable, Jeremy, but I won't do it.
You'll just fight through it. You're like, oh, they put cheese on it. Ah, whatever. I'll just eat the cheese. Yeah.
I mean, occasionally. But, I mean, it's acceptable, sure.
Yeah.
Just not my personality style.
Here's the one I get, but I do it. Asking to be seated before their entire party arrives. So, you got a party of 10 and 5 of you are there. They're like, we got to wait until everybody's here. I'm like, screw that. Just seat us. If the table's ready... We're going to start ordering drinks and stuff.
I was going to say, we got cocktails and apps that we can order.
Yes, yes, yes. So 69% said that would be acceptable. Let me give you one more that I've never heard of this one either. Asking for a table near a power outlet so you can charge your devices while you're sitting there eating your mac and cheese at the Mexican place.
God.
51% said, yeah, that's acceptable. I think so.
I guess we'll get to the point pretty soon where every restaurant table will have outlets.
Yeah. That's a good idea, actually. Little USB plugs or something.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? About 11% of high school and college papers have some sort of AI writing in them now. So, kids, you're not fooling anybody. Right. They examined a buttload of papers and found that, most of them include AI now. Which, if it's there, use it. And then how about this, Dom? This is mostly guys that can be concerned with this, but French researchers claim that some men can be allergic to their own orgasms.
What? How does that work?
Post-orgasmic illness syndrome is what they're calling it.
There's a real man.
I know.
There's a real man
so
for you.
So after you do your thing, you get really bad headaches, burning eyes, runny nose, sneezing. The symptoms can persist for hours, I guess, and it's affecting a bunch of guys. They say there's also an autoimmune response to your own baby batter, let's call it.
Well, I don't want to laugh at the misfortune of other people, but come on.
But don't say that. Now when I cry afterwards, I can just blame it on... the allergies. I'm allergic, honey. I'm allergic.
Clickbait.
What? You're going to have another joke?
I said it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy
yes.
on the FB.
Yes, Dom. It is funny.
It is funny, Dom.
What
is.
I said was funny.
Very well done. Keep it up for the rest of the show, okay? So a school in Australia broke the world record for firing confetti cannons at the same time. 2013 confetti cannons all at once and made a big old mess. Just in time for Earth Day.
Yeah,
just
that doesn't
in time.
Sound right.
I know. It reminds me of, are you familiar with Balloon Fest back in 86? When look it up, because Guinness did the world's largest balloon release in 1986. I think it was was it in Chicago or something like that? It was 1.5 million balloons, and it turned out to be this huge environmental disaster.
Oh, God.
Because the wind shifted, they had to shut down airports, they got in the water. Like, imagine that many balloons everywhere.
Jeez.
And after that happened, Guinness immediately stopped doing the world record for balloon releases. Anyway, see the confetti link on our Facebook page, Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
It's messy.